Like we said earlier, Bloom is an extension of Teen Challenge. So if you're familiar with Teen Challenge and they've been here so many times over the years, then you know exactly what their ministry is about. It's recovery and freedom. And so we have some of the ladies here from the group, a graduate, one of our own, very own, so proud of. And well, if I can pray, I'll just hand it over. All right. Well, Spirit of God, we look to you to just continue to move in this time and Lord, share. Lord, I pray that you'll bless the ladies as they've come. Lord, as they've made themselves vulnerable, as they've taken their story and they've turned it into a testimony. Lord, we just are reminded of the verse that comes from Revelations that they defeated the enemy by the word of their mouth, the word of their testimony, right? By the blood of the Lamb. And so, God, we're just so ready to hear stories of how you defeated the enemy by your blood and their testimony. And Lord, just fill us with encouragement, God, that we attack this week in your presence and in your power and not in our own strength. And God, that there be victory and that we have testimonies like these ladies that we can share, that we can give to the community, Father. Just let this thing snowball, we pray, for your glory, for the freedom of those in this area, God, for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I loved worship. Was that a mandolin? Oh, that is just, there should be more mandolins on worship teams. That's all I'm going to say. That and violins, right? Yeah, there's an anointing that happens there. Let me introduce myself. My name is Tori Ferrari. Coolest last name ever, I know. I am the director of Teen Challenge New England's Bloom, a place for girls. Now we're going to test and see who, I walk around a lot. Are you guys okay with that? All right. We're going to see who had their coffee today. All right. Some people had more than others. So I want to see how many of you, I know you all are familiar with Teen Challenge. What can you tell me about Teen Challenge? Tell me one thing about Teen Challenge. Helps people. Good, broad statement. I like that. What else we got? Anybody else? It's where you met Jesus. All right. Awesome. Freedom from addiction. What else? Yes. Started by David Wilkerson. Oh, you know your history. Crossing the switchblade, right? Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Yes. Ooh. Now she's getting very specific. All right. So everything you said, absolutely correct. But here's what I'm going to share with you. Teen Challenge Bloom is a little bit different than most of what you know about Teen Challenge. So I want to share with you some of the things that really make Bloom very unique. Stephanie is right. Even though, now, we have the teen and the challenge part at Bloom. Okay, so there are almost 300 centers in the United States of Teen Challenge. There are 1,100 around the globe in 93 different countries. Of the 300 that are here in the United States, there are 27 that work with teenagers. The rest are adult programs. So you're going to start seeing more and more the name of Teen Challenge is changing to Adult and Teen Challenge. But we are still Teen Challenge. Out of the 27, 13 are for young ladies under the age of 18, to be more specific, from age 12 up to the age of 18. Out of those 13, 11 of them are long-term programs. Does anybody know how long Teen Challenge typically is? What's that? 18 months? 15 and a half months, roughly. Teen Challenge mostly can be anywhere from 12 months to 15, 18, 24. I know some people that have been in Teen Challenge for a long time. It's usually the men. No offense, they're a little slower. I'm just saying. So Bloom is a little bit different too because out of the 13, 11 of them are long-term programs, which means if you're 13 years old, you're sitting in a program that is 15 months long. Do you remember being that age? Do you remember how long that was? Well, Bloom is only the second in the entire country that is a short-term teen challenge program. It is a minimum of 3 months, a maximum of 5. It makes it extremely unique. Now, how did we end up that unique? Well, About 4 years ago, I moved from Arizona. I know. Most people go, you moved from Arizona where you can golf year-round to New England. You can go golfing today. It's supposed to be 67 degrees. So, and the ball goes a lot further when it's icy. But 4 years ago, I was sitting in my office. It was actually July. And I was the director of the Adolescent Girls Home there. At the time, it was the only short-term teen challenge program in the entire country. And I was sitting in my office, and my phone rang, and I answered it, and it was a dad. And he was telling me about his 15-year-old daughter who was addicted to heroin. And he really wanted her to get help in Teen Challenge because he had heard about Teen Challenge's success. And so I was telling him about the program. We were 3 to 5 months. We were located in Tucson, Arizona, and he interrupted me, and he said, wait a second, let me make sure I understand this. So the only way that I can get help for my 15-year-old daughter is if I send her away for 15 months or I send her 3,000 miles away, he said, because I'm calling from Cape Cod. And I said, yeah, those are your options. And he said, those aren't options, and he hung the phone up on me. And I sat in my office, and I cried because I thought, you know what, I'm a parent. He's right. Those weren't options. And so something in me in that moment had a distinct feeling that I was going to be moving to New England to start the second short-term teen challenge program. So I moved here 4 years ago. You know, it's easy to hear God calling you from Arizona to New England when it's July and it's 115 degrees out. I moved here the following February. You know it's God when you move to New England in the winter. Although I still have not experienced a real New England winter. I'm praying, but all of you must be praying that it's 67 degrees in January. So, but that's how Bloom started. We opened up our program 3 years ago, and it is still very, very different from most of the adult programs. Again, we have young ladies as young as 12 up to the age of 18. It's a 3 to 5 month long program. But one thing that is exactly the same is that there's only one solution to whatever the issue is. It's Jesus. That's where we stay the same. Now, Teen Challenge, when you hear of Teen Challenge, you think addiction because that's what most of the adult programs work with. They're working with drug addiction. They're dealing with alcohol addiction. That's another distinction for Bloom. You see, not all of our young ladies struggle with addiction. In fact, most of them are struggling with very different issues. Maybe they're struggling with self-harm. Maybe they're struggling with family issues. Maybe they're struggling with abandonment. Maybe they're struggling with grief. Some of the young ladies that come into our program have actually walked in and found a parent overdosed. So they're not the ones that use drugs, but maybe somebody in their family is. So, you see, I don't necessarily consider what we do at Bloom to be working with an addiction issue. Actually, I call it an identity issue. Because you see, if you don't understand who you are in Christ, you will fall into any trap that's out there. And the lies that are being told to this generation are, I mean, my goodness, anything goes. They're being told that they have to look a certain way or act a certain way. And their life and their value and their worth is dependent on how many likes they get or how many shares they get or how many, I don't even know what the term is for Snapchat. What is it? Streaks. Okay. Okay. All right. Phew. I mean, I barely remember the 70s, but but okay. So the thing is that they're being lied to nonstop. And their identity is what's being attacked. And so we're not here to really address an addiction issue or a cutting issue or a suicidal issue. We're here to address an identity issue. That's what it's about. And it's amazing. We've been open for 3 years next week. That's pretty incredible. When we opened up, before we opened up, when I moved here, one of the first things I did is I had to meet with the state of Massachusetts and tell them, hey, guess what? I moved here, and we're going to open an adolescent girls' home, and we need licensing. And they looked at me and said, no. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I did just mention I moved here from Arizona to do this, right? And you know what? It was absolutely a miraculous thing that occurred because they had not licensed a new program in 19 years. They had not licensed a faith-based program ever. We are the first faith-based residential group home in the state of Massachusetts. That's God. Only God can do that. Now, our program, you know, there's lots of good programs out there. But I'll tell you a little bit about how our program operates. There's really three main components. They come in for 3 to 5 months, and we have Teen Challenge curriculum. It's the same curriculum that they do at every Teen Challenge. Starts off really, really basic. I think the first workbook is called Is There a God? Now, that seems kind of silly considering that almost every one of our young ladies that walks into the program is walking straight from the church into the program. These are not unchurched young ladies. These are young ladies that are sitting in our churches. And the reality is that, you know what? It's their parents' faith or their youth pastor's faith or their pastor's faith. They've heard about Jesus. They may even believe in Jesus, but for some reason, whatever it is hasn't translated so that they're walking out that truth in their life so that when real life confronts their faith, real life wins. And so from day one when they walk in the doors of Bloom, we're challenging them to wrestle with what they believe. We want them to ask the hard questions. I love it. It's one of my favorite things when they ask the hard questions. They're laughing because they come up with some good ones. I'll have to get back to you on that one. Not quite sure. Don't even know what that is. So, but it's important that they wrestle with their faith because when they leave this program, they have to walk this out. And, you know, it has to be theirs. If we can talk them into something, somebody else can talk them out of it. The culture is trying to talk them out of their faith all the time. The culture is trying to tell them that faith is irrelevant, that it doesn't matter. We're trying to tell them it's the only truth. But they have to believe that for themselves because they're going to be challenged. So our curriculum goes through all of that. We have biblical counselors on staff. Let me tell you something. You know what? Too often we come up with lots of excuses of why we can't handle our issues instead of actually turning to the one that can walk us out of our issues. Okay? And so I'm telling you, I firmly believe that the Word of God is sufficient. The blood of Jesus is sufficient. So we have women, phenomenal women on staff. In fact, some of them made a very long drive this morning to come and be here, which is pretty awesome. Incredible women that are ministers of the word. Their job is to take the word of God and help it become applicable. Because you know what? We're really good at the who. The who is Jesus. That's the easy part, right? The what is he offers us salvation, but the how? Pastor, don't you find that describing the how to people is the hardest part? How do we take this thing and walk it out? How do we be angry and sin not? Tells us we can do it. If it tells us we can do it, then we can do it. But how do we do it? And so we have counselors on staff that are helping them walk this out and learn how next time they're put in a situation, they know how to avoid, not temptation, because temptation will always be there, how they can avoid falling into temptation and falling into sin. It's powerful to watch what God does. And then we have 24/7 care. You know, 24/7, think about that for a minute. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, these young ladies are supervised. Can you imagine not having any privacy 24/7 for 3 to 5 months? Yes, you can. These are women that are staying awake all night long to pray over these girls. Because you see a young lady maybe that came in that experienced a rape. She needs ministry at 4 a.m. They need to be prayed over. They need to be watched over. Every single moment is an opportunity to minister to whatever these young ladies are walking through. It's a 24/7 ministry. I always like to say, you know, it's like if the pastor took all of you home with him to live. I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to put you in that position. So all of that is designed. What's that? All of that is designed to help them grab hold of who they are in Christ. Let me tell you, it's not designed to get the addict, not attic. We got to clean the attic sometimes too. But it's not designed to get the addict to be clean, or the alcoholic to be sober, or the cutter to stop cutting, or the person that's suicidal to stop being suicidal. It's not to get any of those things to happen. It's to help them, because see, there are a lot of programs that do that. There are a lot of recovery programs that do that. But that's not who we are. I like to say we're not a rehab in a traditional sense, because we're not. God bless you. Don't you love sneezing in church? Because you just like abundant blessings. But it's a rehab in a totally different way. It's called rehabituation. It's taking unrighteous habits and teaching them to have righteous habits instead. Did you know that straight out of the word? Ephesians 4:20, right? To put off the old, transform your mind and put on the new. That's exactly what we're about. So it's not about somebody becoming clean and sober. It's about people becoming set free, right? And so, you know, I hate it when we're just looked at as an opportunity for the addict to get clean. It's about the lost being found. It's about the blind coming to see. It's about the captive being set free. I'm starting to rhyme here. Uh-oh, I'm getting my preach on now. When you start rhyming, you're in trouble. It's about these young women having a second opportunity at life, no matter what it is that brought them to us in the first place. And like I said, anything can bring them to us. Anything that has attacked their identity, stopped them seeing who they are. I don't like the term who they're becoming. No, it's already in there. We just need to uncover it. We need to help them see what already is there. It's a phenomenal thing to bear witness of, and I've been doing this almost 20 years, and it never, ever gets old. And you know what else never gets old? Hearing testimonies. So I'm going to have Olivia come and join me.
Hi, my name is Olivia. I'm 14 years old, and I'm from New Hampshire. I've been in the program a little over 4 months now. I came to Bloom very, very angry, but I was also in denial about this anger. There wasn't really one particular thing that led to my overall downfall, but it was multiple things that eventually just left me broken. The first thing was over a couple years ago when my abuela passed away, my grandma. This was really hard for me because I struggled with keeping friends, so she felt like she was the only person who I could rely on and talk to about absolutely anything. So when she passed, I felt like I was all by myself and I was alone. The second thing that led to all of this was I started getting older. The schoolwork started getting a lot harder, and I was struggling to complete my classes, and I was starting to fail. So my parents went to go try to get me tested for ADHD, but then a week before the appointment, I was in a skiing accident, and I had a concussion, and I was in a neck brace for 6 months. So on top of already struggling with my work, I had to deal with constant headaches and dizziness all the time, which made everything really 10 times harder. Once I was healed, my parents went to go get me tested again, and I was diagnosed with ADHD. And then as more appointments and appointments with therapists and doctor's appointments, I was later diagnosed with depression and anxiety, because I never fully grieved my abuela's death properly. Over time as well, when all of this was happening, I started to grow a really deep anger towards my father because my mom would always take me all these appointments, so I felt like he was never there, even though he was there and I was just never open with him. Coming to Bloom, the direct care and the house parents, they were a huge part of my stay because even when I didn't specifically say what was going on, they were always there to give me scripture to rely on whenever I was struggling or comfort me or just give me advice on what to do when I was struggling. Now I've learned that I no longer hear ADHD, depressed, or anxious. I hear child of God, daughter of the King, and made in his image. After Bloom, I plan to grow my relationship with my family and trust that God has a plan and a purpose for my life. Thank you.
I love what I do. Don't tell anybody, but you know what? My job description is really simple. Sit back and watch the creator of the universe do exactly what the creator of the universe can do. Because there isn't a program that does this. There isn't a program that can change a life. There are programs that can teach you different skills, but there isn't a program that can teach you, that can transform you into a new creation. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. So I'm going to have Emma come and join me. One of the things that I absolutely love is obviously watching these young ladies when they walk in. Not all of them are happy to come in. Let me rephrase that. Most are really not happy to come in. It wasn't their idea. It was somebody else's. And they're usually pretty angry at whoever that somebody else is. And they come in angry because they have no choice but to walk in. They all figure, oh, no problem. I can do anything, you know, 3 to 5 months, although it does seem like a really long time when you're their age. But it's amazing to see what starts happening and just the little victories that you get to witness. And Emma is one of our graduates, and I'll have her share more.
So hi, I'm Emma. I'm a weekend intern, and I'm also a Bloom graduate. So before I came to Bloom, I grew up in a Christian home. I have two loving parents and wonderful siblings. But like Miss Tori said, I was living off of my parents' faith. I never really had a relationship with Christ the way that I have now. So what really started everything was over the course of my 10th grade year, my stomach was like hurting a lot and I got really sick. And it took the doctor 6 months to figure out that I had ulcers due to intense anxiety. And throughout that course of the year, I felt like God had just abandoned me because it took so long for the doctors to figure out why I was so sick. So once I was healed from the sickness, my physical pain was gone, but my emotional pain was still there. So over the course of my 11th grade year, I ended up missing 87 days of school and was hospitalized 6 times due to depression, anxiety, and self-harm. Growing up, I always dealt with acne. I got it when I was in the 7th grade, and that was really hard for me because when I was watching TV or looking at all these magazines with these women who had flawless skin, I felt like I wasn't good enough, which led to my self-harm. Over the course of my 12th grade year, I ended up missing. I only had gone for like 2 weeks until I came to Bloom. So Bloom is a lot different than the hospitals that I've been in before. The staff aren't just there to make sure you're safe. They're there to pray with you and comfort you and just love you. And that was something that really impacted me. I'd say the biggest moment that impacted me in Bloom was when my grandpa passed away. It was really hard for me, but all the house parents and staff were just so comforting to me and gave me scripture to look up and just was really there for me during my grief. So after I graduated, I was still struggling with my grief over my grandpa. It was hard for me because my parents and my family were able to grieve together, but I was still at Bloom, so I was in a different grieving process than them. So I ended up going downhill and I ended up overdosing with the intent of killing myself because I just wanted to be with him, even though I know that that's not the way to do it. So after a while, when I was in that hospital, that's another thing about Bloom is once you leave Bloom, it's not like they just, you know, say goodbye and never see you again. So my counselor reached out to me while I was in the hospital and talked to me every day, and Miss Tori reached out to my parents and was just there for them. And I was just reminded on all that God had done for me in Bloom, and I tried to take that away. A little while later, at my school, I had to do an academic project, and they said I could do an internship. So I reached out to Miss Tori and asked if I'd be able to do a weekend internship, and, you know, that's how I'm here. So I'm really blessed that I got to get to come over the weekends and just minister to these girls and just see how much God is working through them. Thank you for listening.
Now, Emma graduates in May, and she doesn't know, so don't tell her that we're all praying that she comes back as a full apprentice and then eventually staff. Don't tell her we're praying for that, okay? We want the Lord to speak that to her. So one of the things that's really, really unique about Bloom as well is that the parents are just as enrolled in our program. They just don't live there. So we're counseling and ministering to the parents. We're giving them parent workshops. We give them homework. Yes, sometimes they have reading things that they're being asked to do. Because you see, we're 3 to 5 months. When these young ladies go home, their parents can't just say, oh, my daughter is fixed. They need to continue to walk their daughters through what life throws at them. And we need to be able to equip the parents to do that. So we really are a launching point for these young ladies. I'm going to have Naomi come on up because she's going to share with you. You know, a lot of the young ladies, most of the young ladies that we serve come from all over. We're in New England, and we certainly could keep very busy with New England, but we have taken young ladies from all over the country, as far away as California, because of our unique program and because it works. The program doesn't. The one who runs the program, Jesus, he works. So nationally, you've probably heard Teen Challenge has an 86% success rate. We don't measure our success rate for 5 years because, you know, teenagers can be knuckleheaded from time to time. And so we don't measure it the second they walk out the door. We're looking for the long term. And so 5 years after they complete the program is when we measure. But the Adolescent Girls Home in Arizona had a 90 to 91% success rate. And we believe, based on what we've already seen in the 3 years that we've been open, that we will be very, very close to that. We're aiming for 100%. There's this thing called free will. So we're pretty happy with 90 to 91, but we're always trying to get better. But they come here because of what Naomi is going to be sharing with you about. Because there are family members that don't know where else to turn. They've tried every single thing. They've tried hospitals. They've tried inpatient, outpatient. And basically, they have one thing left, and that's prayer. And so this is Naomi.
Hi, everybody. My name's Naomi. I'm 15 years old, and I've been in Bloom for about a little over a month now. So I'm really excited to share with you guys about our prayer cards because I know how important prayer is, and I know that if it wasn't for prayer of God's people and my family, I wouldn't be able to be here and have the opportunity to get to know Jesus and be in Bloom. So you guys may have seen these before in blue. Those would be the ones from the other Teen Challenge centers, but ours is in pink. And sorry. So on this side, there's a spot where you can fill out all your personal information, and we'll be able to send you monthly newsletters with events, needs, and testimonies of girls who have been through the Bloom program and their lives have been changed. Someday mine will be on there too. So, and over here, there's a space where you can fill out prayer requests, and this is really important to us because it's our way as the Bloom Girls to give back to you guys. We can pray for you. And I just want to share a verse real quick because this is a testimony in itself. Psalm 34, 17 through 18. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. I know that if it wasn't for prayer, that me and my family would not be where we are today. So I really encourage you guys to fill these out and give them to me or Olivia at the door, because we would love to pray for you. And I know that if God will do it for us, then he'll do it for you and your families. So, yeah. How many of you are enjoying your time with us? Yeah? Thank you. Well, I also want to let you know that you can like us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find us by searching Bloom, A Place for Girls. Thank you.
Yes, there are cards. If you need a card, raise your hand, and these young ladies will get one to you if you did not get one on your way in. Okay. There's some over here as well. Perfect. You know, there are a lot of families that need prayer, because a lot of times they might be going through something silently. And prayer can reach in where other things can't. And I love that song this morning. All his promises are yes and amen. All of his promises are yes and amen. I want to introduce you to a young lady right now that...
Every one of these young ladies has a promise, a hope, and a future. I love it when I get to see God do what God does. But I love it when I get to see just fruit, like in the life of Emma and in the life of this young lady. You all know her. She has blessed us as much as we ever could be a blessing to her. Michaela, will you come share?
Hi, my name is Michaela, and I'm a graduate of Teen Challenge Bloom. I graduated back in May. I came to Bloom for a couple different reasons. I had a really large hole in my heart, and I was missing one thing, and that was Jesus. For so long, I had tried to fill this void that I had in my life with other things, whether it was relationships or putting my identity in someone else. I thought I couldn't be myself if I wasn't with someone else, or if I didn't have friendships, right? I didn't think I could ever be just me. I didn't think I could ever be a child of God. For so long, I struggled with my faith and who I really was. I didn't see myself as who I see myself today. For so long, I struggled with my faith. I thought, it's okay if I go to church on Sunday. It's okay if I go to youth group on Wednesday. That I'm set for life. That's good. That's what I can do. I didn't realize that you could actually have a relationship, and that this relationship will take you to a whole nother level. When I came to Bloom, I was so angry. I didn't really know what to think. I didn't really know why. I struggled with why I had to be there. I didn't think I needed to be. I thought I was all set. I'd be fine. I was very angry, and God just through this whole process literally met me where I was at, and he showed me who I was, and he showed me I didn't have to be this person. I didn't have to put this fake face on, but he could literally take it off and show me, no, you're a child of God, and you are free, and you're redeemed. It was throughout this whole process of the program, my counselor really was just like a very big inspiration. She's here today. I'm so glad. Priscilla. She just continued to show me, God really used her just to speak truth into my life and show me who I really was and just tear off everything that I had believed for so long. Has been just amazing. I'm so glad that God has used this program just to continue to show who I was in Christ. During the program, I was able to continue to strengthen the relationship with my family that had been broken for so long. I was able to just, God was able to show me that he's put them in my life for a reason, and that they mean so much to me, and I can't overlook them like I had been doing for so long. So going home was just amazing, just being able to see just that rebuilding and just the work that God does if you just trust him. Another thing that I had had, or I had before coming to Bloom, was my plan. I had had this whole plan for my life. I would call it my 10-year plan. I thought I knew everything that would consist of my life 10 years from now. I thought this would happen. I was really wrong. God just, he completely did like a 180 and just showed me, no, this is my plan for you, and this is what you'll follow, and this is what will make you. I don't even have words. He just flipped it and showed me that he's been writing this story my whole entire life, and this was just another chapter that he flipped in my book, and he's like, okay, I'm going to start writing this now, and you're going to love it, and you're going to follow it, and it's perfect. I'm just so glad the opportunity I had to come to Bloom. In August, I actually moved down there and lived at the house for 5 months, and I was an apprentice. I actually had enough credits in my schooling where I didn't even have to go to school for that first half of my senior year, and I was able to be down there and just serve and just love on these girls, and I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to come back, and now I'm home for good. And then I'll go back to school in 2 weeks, and I'll graduate in June. And then after that, I'm going to be actually moving to Australia to go to school with YWAM down there. So I'm so excited and just glad that I decided to follow what God's plan was and not what my own, because I don't even want to know where my own plan would have ended me up. But, yeah, so thank you guys so much for just letting me share, and yeah.
I'm going to have Hannah come up, and ladies, why don't you get ready for your presentation. You know, all of this, I'm going to be honest, this is also another big difference between the adult programs and the young ladies. How many of you have gone and you've seen the men out there and they're shoveling snow, or they work at Vermont Teddy Bear Company, and they do a lot of things to help raise funds for the program. Our program doesn't work like that because these are young ladies under 18. And so to put some perspective on this, if you had to hire a babysitter, come on up here, ladies. If you had to hire a babysitter to watch your child 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for actually the entire month, it would cost you $10,800. That would not include meals. It would not include counseling. It would not include education. That would just be to have eyes on them. Nobody ministering to them. Nobody crying with them, praying with them. Well, we can have up to 10 young ladies at a time, and it actually costs us about $8,000 a month for every young lady that's in the program. We don't ask parents to cover that full amount. We ask parents to cover about half of that. But the reality is, the other half doesn't just magically appear. It comes from people like you, that maybe is believing for somebody you know, that somebody will reach out and help them. So I'm going to hand the microphone real quick to Hannah, who's going to tell you of an opportunity, and then the young ladies are going to bless you immensely.
Hi, my name's Hannah. I'm 15, and I'm from Connecticut. I've been in the Bloom program for a little over 2 months now. I'm going to talk to you about this program. So you can either pay $30 a month or pay for the whole, like, 12 months today for $360, and you'll get a free Tea Challenge duffel bag. And, like, this is really important to me because, honestly, without this program, I wouldn't even be able to be in Bloom because I come from a big family, and just, like, my parents just wouldn't have been able to cover it. I
I just, like, we encourage you guys to pray about this and just seek God's counsel, because we don't want you to do something that you don't feel like God is leading you to do, but it's just like something I believe in, and hopefully one day I'll be able to give back for everything that Bloom and God is doing. And, when you sponsor us, you're not only changing our lives, but you're changing our family's lives and the generations to come after us. So I thank you guys for having us here and for everything that you're doing for us.
And when she says this is about generations, let me just give a quick nod to that. I don't even know how many years now. They start becoming a blur. How old am I? Don't do the math. At 16, I was a homeless high school dropout that was given an opportunity to go into a short-term teen challenge program in Tucson, Arizona. Everybody had given up hope on me, even my family. But because I was in that short-term teen challenge program, I met Jesus. And when I was given the opportunity to come back to Teen Challenge 20 years ago, and I sat down with my kids at that time, my oldest, I was telling them, you know, there might be times that I miss Little League games and game nights and that I have to leave to go take care of somebody else's child. And he looked at me and he said, well, Mom, isn't that where you met Jesus? And I said, yes. And he said, it's killed me every time. He said, go and minister to somebody else's mom. When I was 16, I wasn't anybody's mom, but I was going to be his someday. And if somebody hadn't helped me, what kind of a mom would I have been for him? These young women behind me, they're not somebody's mom yet, but they're going to be someday. There are generations in these young women, and it's our job to make sure that those generations are healthy, whole, and complete until Jesus returns. Amen? So they've prepared something for you. Remember, we're not dealing with issues. We're dealing with an identity crisis.
Hello, my name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. And I have believed it.
That,
whoa.
That is what only Jesus Christ can do. And he's doing it at a home on the South Shore of Massachusetts called Bloom. And Pastor, thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity to be here this morning. God bless all of you. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. And again, thank you for vulnerability and openness and for ministering to us and encouraging us and truth. It's not easy too, Mom and Dad. Thank you for, no, it's okay. I've got your attention now. No, it's okay. Thank you for releasing her to share and trusting her. And she did good. And you guys have done a great job. So we would love to take up an offering as a family, as a church. We're going to bless them. We're not going to send them home empty-handed. Amen. No pressure, please. God loves a cheerful giver, not an obligated one. So this is not a shakedown. And if you feel that way, then just don't give. We'll take care of it. Can I ask Paul and Chris to come up? And do you need any additional help, or are you just going to cover it? All right, cool. And, not going to play any music. What's that? Yeah, not going to play any music or do anything to move you. This is just either God speaking to you or he's not. All right. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for sending the Bloom team over. Thank you for the ability to witness what your Spirit can do in such a short time. Thank you for our sisters, God, the hope, the generations ahead, Father, that we'll be blessed through what you're doing. God, thank you for Michaela for introducing us to this family of young sisters. And Lord, we just ask that you breathe life upon those plans that you shared with her. God, we know what our own plans are worth, and it's not even worth talking about. But we know that your plans are good. They bring us a future. They give us hope, Father. And you know those plans, and you wrote those things before the beginning of our life, that we would walk in them. And so, God, just enable and bless these women who have come here today to share. And, God, breathe life and hope and future and plans. And, God, give them just a real sense that they have the power of Christ at work, not only within them, but coming from them, God, to speak and to bless others who are hurting. And just thank you for what you do, God. So many times have you taken broken people and flipped them over and made them people who are helping broken people. And God, it's so such a blessing to watch. And God, I pray that you bless this offering and that you move on people's hearts according to the generosity that is within you, Father. Thank you that there is no obligation, but all things are just here because we love you. We know that you supply for our needs, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Making checks out to Bloom, Paul, if they're writing checks.